81-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, on Saturday, I mean, you're in the hills over the most beautiful of Monterey Bay, and trying to get you to understand that the media is controlled. I don't know how many of you were listening to the news just a moment ago, and somebody was commenting on the righteous President Putin of Russia. The righteous President Putin of Russia? That went right over your head. Who is Putin? He's a longtime member of the KGB. And, of course, the KGB works with the CIA. And the world is governed by entirely different people than you understand. Why is Russia a major economic force today? Russia is a major economic force because of their natural gas and their oil. And where did they get that? Why in 1990, 1991, supposedly the Russian government, the communist government, collapsed? And it was as phony as a $3 bill, but it justified American corporations going over and drilling the oil wells and drilling the natural gas wells that makes Russia a major economic force in the world today. We financed it. We drilled it. And the average American has no idea. We always create the best enemy money could buy. And this is the, as we look at what's going on in the world today and we see the conflict in Iraq and we've got the ISI on one side, and where did all the money come from? To train and to arm and to finance the revolution. Why, as for me, it came from the CIA. The ISI, as for me, is an extension of the CIA. And then, of course, we are backing the legitimate government there, supposedly, that we installed. So we finance the CIA and the Sunnis. Americans can't understand this. Well, with us this morning is our good friend Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli citizen, Israeli patriot. Spent 30 years over there exposing the corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government. And then because of threats against his life, he moved to the United States. But he gives us commentary on the things that are going on in Israel today, because little Israel is still a key and pivotal to understand what is taking place in the world today. Barry Shamish, pick up the story on what's going on from your point of view.
All righty. All I can say is last night, the last email I received was that Israeli infantry had entered Gaza. I got up early today to stay on top of it. I have no further knowledge of this. So there's a lot of, how shall we say, fear-mongering, rumors, gossip. Let's just do our best with the facts we have to understand what happened to three Israeli teenagers 2 weeks ago who were abducted. Now, I'm going to take the odd parts of the abduction, and you see if you agree with me on conclusions I'm coming to. Look, my friend Yakov, he runs a website called Esraga Rot. Here's what he wrote me. I was recently informed that it was the Israeli police which delayed passing the information onto the IDF and the GSS, that's the Shabak. Apparently, the police actually received a call from one of the abducted boys saying they were being kidnapped. This has been verified, by the way. And incidentally, trying not to get lost, on my radio show yesterday was Yoav Netzer, and what he said, how on earth, if you're being abducted, you would assume you're being abducted with a weapon at your face, do you pick up the phone and call the police? And that's a legitimate question. Now, by the way, I asked it as well. But let's go on with Yakov's report. Apparently, the kidnappers had to have stolen an Israeli license plate. Palestinians have a separate license plate. It's, the color is green, and there's a big P on it. And you're a security risk. If you're in Gush Etzion with a Palestinian plate, apparently the kidnappers were... Now, he came to the conclusion that they stole the plate, the Israeli plate. I'm throwing this out without proof, but it's a possibility. Could it be that Israeli Arabs were the kidnappers, that they used their own car? And look, we don't know right now. All right. Now, what Yaakov wrote me was, it, and I think he's wrong on this, but this is where the gossip mongering, if you don't have more facts, here's what you conclude. He wrote, it would be very interesting indeed if the Shabak came up as the heroes of the hour, successfully rescuing the boys. The same Shabak, albeit different Jewish department. Oh gosh, I could go into that as well. The Israeli internal secret services have been fighting against Jews, and this goes back a good 20 years, if not more, but they're the worst enemy you could have if you're a sect, if you're religious, it's a Shabak. Now, he says that different Shabak is going, well, he says the Jewish department feared by so many settlers, but now, if they rescue the boys, perhaps they will be convinced that they need the Shabak in their lives. I don't buy the scenario. I don't think they're, first of all, that's assuming the teenage boys are alive. That's a mighty big assumption right now. I don't think this scenario is going to happen. What can you say? All right, let's say the Shabak saved the kids and the scenario works. Is still, we have no proof that was the plot. But here is, well, he says he's keeping his ID concealed, but his source wrote him, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that the police was told to hold back to provide enough time for the getaway. Just as much the phony war farce going on is choreographed as well. These kids are Jews. They're not going to be rescued because they're not the elite shalit.
Now, hold on. Our guest, Barry Shamish, talking about the kidnapping of three Jewish children, three Jewish boys of the week.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Strong's Insurance salutes our American heritage and the heroes who, through their own personal sacrifice, made this country what it is today. From the veterans of foreign wars to heroes on the home front, from servicemen and women abroad to the police and fire departments and all of our American heroes, we salute you and may God bless you. This message courtesy of our good friends at Strong's Insurance in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, the first time, the media is controlled, but it's organized effort to confuse people, to put out all sorts of information, some of it true, some of it not. How do you determine? And you're not in a position to determine, because your reality is created by those people who control the media here in the United States and certainly live throughout a great deal of the rest of the world. Barry, go right ahead.
Again, I'm admitting I'm in the dark just the same way everyone is, but I'm also getting facts that are not being, well, they should be, but they're not being widely publicized. Now, look, when this last comment that these are real Jews and not shalits. Gilad Shalit was a soldier who fell asleep and was abducted into Gaza. Israel actually attacked Gaza, supposedly to get him back. They didn't. They ended up trading 1,100 or 1,200 serious terrorists to get him back. And what he's saying is, well, for the elite, Gilad Shalit, they did that. They're not going to do it for religious kids. That's his conclusion.
Let me just point out, I mean, does anybody out in the audience honestly believe that it is logical to actually trade one Jew for 1,200 convicted, and many of these are murderers, many of these are terrorists, 1,200, why would you release 1,200 people to get back one soldier who fell asleep? None of this makes sense. If you're looking at it logically, if you understand it's all a charade, then it could all make sense. Why would you release 1,200 people? Well, because if you don't release the terrorists, how are you going to have an enemy? If you don't finance your other terrorists, how are you going to have a terrorist movement? Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, what Yaakov comments is sounds conspiratorial, maybe, but totally plausible. Look, everyone there is out on the limb. They don't know. But here's what we do know. All right, this comes from the Israeli media. Internal Security Minister, essentially Police Minister, Yitzhak Aaronovich, visited the Makor Chaim Yeshiva High School in Kfar Etzion, the school of two of the three teenagers kidnapped by Hamas terrorists last Thursday. Who said they were Hamas? Again, that is being implanted in us. But it could be anyone. Why pick on Hamas? Alrighty. And I'm not saying it wasn't, but this is the rumor that's being spread throughout the Israeli public. It was Hamas that did it. But here is the story that we should focus on. It was revealed on Sunday that the kidnapped teens made an emergency call to police minutes after the kidnapping, only to be dismissed as pranksters. All right. To comment on that, in Israel, when a teenage kid says he's been kidnapped, you don't dismiss them as pranksters. There aren't that many pranksters who phone the police with this kind of, a desperate plea for rescue. Now, let's go on with the mainstream media story. Just the day before, it surfaced that the police acted slowly in alerting the military, resulting in a significant and potentially crucial time lapse between when the parents reported the kidnapping to the police. Again, this confuses me. The parents? How did the parents know? All right. And the notification of security forces and the IDF by police over the issue. Aronovich acknowledged that the criticism being heard against the police is justifying, saying, quote, "We need to check things. I heard a recording of the emergency call conversation, and in the coming days it will be published for the public. Now, I haven't seen it yet, and I've been looking for it. All I can say is one of the boys, and again, this is, to me, family. His name is Naftali Frankel. Frankel was my mother's maiden name, and I saw his photo, and my face was all over his face. He made the phone call. Now, it gets even worse. Somebody is leaking from the police. The minister's words follow statements by two top-ranking police officers on Monday, both of whom reiterated the commitment to launch an investigation over the issue. I don't know what that means either. In the midst of looking for the boys who... I haven't read anyone who has given the possibility that they were killed and cruelly. The Israelis believe they're going to be brought back. And I don't know if it's a good thing to acknowledge this, but other than Gilad Shalit, I know of no abducted Israeli who came home. All right, only Gilad Shalit, the only one that I can recall. In short, from my point of view, it doesn't look good for the boys, including my cousin. But the fact of the matter is two top-ranking police officers admitted the boys phoned the police, and the police decided that they were hoaxers. And this gave the terrorists all the time they needed to pull off the abduction. Now, I'm going to quote from Israel Truth Times. Now, I've been looking for this fact, that who took responsibility for the crime? It's ISIS. Now, this is a quote from Israel Truth Times, word for word. Why almost a crime? The excuses are ludicrous. Since when does the voice and the accent of a Jewish yeshiva boy sound like the accent of an Arab hoaxer? And what a comment next. This is part and parcel of the security apparatus controlled by BB Paris and company. And they're determined to squash life in Judea and Samaria. Now the big point, and I'm going to go looking for it today, but add to this the fact that this was, by all accounts, a very professional abduction operation, that ISIS took responsibility for the abduction, that ISIS is a creation of Obama and or CA and AL, the U.S., NATO, U.N., etc., are pushing Israel to continue their peace process. And now this confuses me. Somehow Hamas is a thorn in the side of the peace process, and Israel needed a good excuse to get rid of Hamas in Yesha, Judea and Samaria, in order to pursue that path, and that Bibi fully cooperates with the enemies of Israel in that path, all of a sudden the picture looks a bit different, doesn't it? Now look at the conclusion from the Times of Israel. So the question is, who really engineered the abduction? Who is mostly benefiting from it? To what extent did the Israeli police cooperate with the operation? Who is holding the boys? Where are the boys? What does the government know that they are hiding from us? Who is responsible? The U.S., NATO, ISIS, Israel, or all of the above? This is what plenty of Israelis are thinking, and this is what came out in the site, the Times of Israel. Understand, I don't know what you may believe, that it was Arab terrorists. Maybe, just maybe, the police played a role and let this operation succeed. That possibility is in the air right now. Now the issue of ISIS. I'm going to go looking, but if the Times of Israel is right, and ISIS took responsibility for the abduction, then you have got, well, my pretty good friend for a while in Israel, we worked on a couple of stories together. His name is Aaron Klein. And I do respect him. He works for WorldNet Daily. And just this week, he wrote an article that members of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS, were trained in 2012 by U.S. instructors working at a secret base in Jordan. And this is according to his Jordanian sources.
And now, I think that's so vitally important. Is what, and I know Aaron Klein as well. I have the ultimate respect for him. He's saying that suddenly ISIS is trained by America. Where the CIA is training ISIS. So why then is ISIS going around and attacking Iraq? Why is ISIS going around and kidnapping boys and they've taken credit for it? The whole world suddenly is designed to confuse you. And you're not going to understand it unless you understand we create the best enemies money could buy with your tax dollars. And this is all going to end up very, very badly for the people listening in the audience today. Go ahead.
Well, you have to understand we're just puppets. Whatever control there is in this world is being used in ways that we don't approve of, all right? And there's nothing that we can do about it, apparently. Me on your show is one little pinprick. Well, let's go on with Aaron's report. Now, the officials, again, his Jordanian sources said that they were being trained at this camp in Jordan to target the regime of Syria, of Bashar al-Assad. They weren't supposed to go into Iraq and take half the country. And now it gets confusing because Iraq, in theory, is being run by the Shiites. And Baghdad and the government is Shiite, and ISIS are Sunni. Americans supposedly prefer Sunnis over Shiites. We get this question now. Why is America training an army that's supporting Sharia government? They want to overthrow Iraq and put in a Sharia government, apparently trained by U.S. military officials. We're not sure CIA or not. That's also up in the air. But Aaron does. Well, he quotes pretty good sources that back up that the Syrian rebels were trained in Jordan at near a town called Safawi, if that matters. But Der Spiegel said that the training, 1,200 members of the Free Syrian Army were trained in Jordan by Americans. And why did this information come out now? According to Aaron, the Jordanian officials volunteered to speak to WorldNet Daily amid the concern that the Iraqi violence is on its way to Jordan. ISIS just put up a video threatening to move on Jordan and slaughter King Abdullah, who is a little too secular for them. They view as an enemy of Islam. So you've got this. Oh, I hear the music.
We'll be back in a moment with Barry Sanders here at the American Festival.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
Well, and here are very damaged. Terry, before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your book, how they can get your PayPal button.
Thank you. I could use the opportunity to survive. I just moved, and boy, if you understood how expensive it is to move. So, my books are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my last name, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My website, thanks to David Samarin, it's getting better and better all the time. It's BarryChamish.com. There is a PayPal button, and all I can say is anyone who keeps me alive, I never forget you, and you're rewarded immediately, and that's a promise there. Now let's go back to the Klein Report. Remember, I pulled up the Klein Report based on the Times of Israel stating that ISIS took responsibility for the kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers 2 weeks ago. Now, let's go on with this report. What he's saying is that his Jordanian sources are worried stiff that they're next. Now, the big one, now this again is Klein. It's all significant. He reports that, according to his sources, Saudi Arabia has been arming ISIS, and the Saudis are a driving force in supporting the Al-Qaeda link group. I believe the Saudis are an American ally. You would think that they shouldn't be supporting a group that is essentially taking down the government that America left in Iraq. It gets very messy. But let's go on with Klein's report. He says, according to a Shiite source in Maliki's government, that is Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, the Obama administration has been aware for 2 months that the group ISIS that has taken over half of Iraq is training its fighters in Turkey. The source told WorldNet Daily that at least one of the training camps of the group ISIS is in the vicinity of Incirlik Air Base near Adana, Turkey, where American personnel are located. He called Obama an accomplice in the attacks that are threatening the Maliki government. Again, that the U.S. played a major role in establishing as the legitimate government of Iraq. Why do they want to bring back down their government? All right, I'm going to just finish off this report. Again, Klein source said that after training in Turkey, thousands of ISIS fighters went to Iraq by way of Syria to join the effort to establish an Islamic caliphate subject to strict Islamic law or Sharia. Essentially, what Klein is saying is that Obama is covertly behind the bloodshed going on throughout the Middle East, Israel only suffered three, I'm going to assume the worst. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But Iraq, half the country and many thousands have died. What the Al-Maliki source that went through Klein is stating is that Obama is covertly behind all this. I'm just going to ask you, do you know why?
Yeah, you've got to have a war, you've got to have an enemy, and we want war and instability, and we want, I think, chaos in the Middle East, and we're pursuing it with our tax money. Go ahead.
All right, that's
an excellent
question. I had hoped for something better. I mean, anyone can see that, but I want to know why. All right, just having the enemy. All right, you get the bloodshed and you get the war. What do you get out of it?
I believe we're moving into a terrible, terrible time where there's going to be a breakdown of the structure of society, not only in the Middle East, but also throughout the rest of the world. And I foresee coming a great world war. Second World War killed 70 million people. We financed the fighting of the Germans. We subsidized the German military all during the war. We financed both sides. They killed 70 million people. Most Americans are totally unaware of what really happened. Now I think a terrible Third World War is coming, and I really fear that the 70 million who died in World War II will be dwarfed by what lies ahead. Go right ahead.
Boy, you're drearier than I am.
Oh,
I'm all right.
I have a certain justification for my beliefs, but you go ahead.
All right, I'm going to give you more comments coming out of the Israeli internet, essentially. This is from Douglas Kent. He's of Adelphi University. Quote, "But if the person was a price tag vandal, I guarantee the police would have arrested the vandals. Jewish lives, on the other hand, are not a priority, so go ahead and drop the call." Look how the person who dropped the call, that's the policeman, of course, who thought it was all a prank, and the one who joked that it was a prank are never named. They are praying their criminal negligence will simply be forgotten. And here's another commentator. His name is David Levine. "The police should be replaced by people who wish to protect Israeli citizens instead of these clowns who spend their time arresting Jews and allowing the Arabs to abduct at will." In short, you got a lot of people and really, really opposed to their police. And this has been simmering and simmering. It's amazing to me that these feelings haven't been properly expressed. But what you have got is it coming out now. And if you want to start pushing Israel to a civil war and disrupt whatever unity holds the place together, well, you just start getting people talking like they're talking right now.
It's a rather frightening thing to contemplate, but I hate to see any thought of the stability of Israel being stretching down. But stability is breaking down in Iraq. Stability is breaking down in Turkey. Stability is breaking down all throughout the Middle East.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shemesh, the last segment of the program. Barry, go right ahead.
Well, as I said, I spoke for an hour and a half yesterday to Yoav Netziv, who does have a different perspective, but he says the unity between the Israeli people and the police no longer exists. He says one of the effects of this kidnapping is just to pull the facade down. Look, it hasn't existed. The police have been working against the religious Jews and the settlers, and somehow or another, the religious Jews and the settlers have forgiven them. They've mostly decided it's in their interest to let them, the police, abuse them. I don't know why, but this is starting to come down because of this kidnapping. And that's a point that Netzer made, that Israel could be drawn into civil war. All right, I'm just going to leave that dangling. But I've been saying it for a long time. The facade can't stay up. And for some reason, the police let the kids get kidnapped. That's bringing the facade down. Look, I'm just going to finish off with the reactions. I don't know, significant or not. But number one, the so-called foreign minister of the Palestinian Authority, that's Riyad al-Malki, Abbas appointed him the unity government foreign minister. That's unity Hamas and PLO. Well, here's what he said about the kidnapping. He, Netanyahu, cannot keep blaming one side without showing evidence. When you go to court, if you don't show evidence, you lose your case, said Malki. If Netanyahu has any evidence, put it on the table. So on the one hand, well, the kidnapping didn't take place. The abduction didn't take place. And by the way, this is even worse inside the Israeli Knesset, where Arab MKs like Zuwabi and TV have absolutely been in a stupor of ecstasy over these abductions. We've got the Arabs, they're not even kidding around anymore. They think it's terrific to take teenagers from a bus stop and abduct them, and God knows what's actually been done with them. The reaction from the Arab side is not of a peace partner. However they justify that, that's wide open. And by the way, the Israeli left have got a real problem with that. They're now supporting a side that is murdering basically their relatives. Remember the kidnapping, the abduction, two Ashkenazi, one Sephardi, one American Jew, that would be my relative, Naftali Frankel. You've got the whole Jewish people being kidnapped here. And you've got the Israeli left really, well, becoming very, very openly traitorous. This incident is not as simple. I don't know if it was ever simple, but it's wrecking Israel. And I'm going to add one last comment. This was made by the spokesman for the UN Secretary General. His name is Farhan Haq. He stated, and this is UN position, I guess, that the UN has, quote, no concrete evidence that the kidnapping actually occurred. Oh, gosh almighty. Look, the kids disappeared. Now, what is he saying? What is the UN saying?
I'm sure. Confusing the public. You get enough confusing things put out. People don't know what to think, so they don't even bother to think.
Well, I want you to know that I'm amongst the confused. But the basics, the admitted facts, are the abductees called the police. The police sloughed them off, gave the abductors time to pull off their operation, and it looks awfully like it wasn't just merely police incompetence. Some cops, top cops, are opening their mouth. Somewhere along the line, I think the police may have been actually responsible.
Well, we live in dangerous times, I think. I think that we're moving towards the climax of history, and it's just going to be fascinating to see how this story unfolds. Do you have a parting thought for us? We're just about at the end of the program.
Yeah, go to BarryChalmers.com. Sometime in the next day or two, I'll be writing this out when I can sort it out. Well, I did my best for you folks today.
You did a good job, Barry. We always enjoy having you as a guest. Our guest today has been Barry Chalmers.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. But, ladies and gentlemen, we live in very, very dangerous times. Certainly, we're on the verge of conflict in the Crimea. There is a major civil war taking place in Iraq, and we're financing both sides of that. There is a major civil war in Syria, and we are financing other people who are killing the Christians over there. We're financing the terrorists who are killing the Christians and raping the Christian women. Over 162, probably close by now, 170,000 people have been killed by the terrorists in Syria that we are financing. And we never want to talk about that. What do we talk about? Well, we have all sorts of wonderful game shows. We have all sorts of wonderful entertainment and detective stories in America. But we never face the reality of what's really going on and the fact that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Dan. I have to remind you that in times of peace, Radio Liberty is primarily just to support us. And we're dependent upon those of you all across Colorado, all across America. If you're in a position to help us maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, where at least somewhere in America where you can hear our program, we have shortwave, we have AM and FM stations, but of course, what best means to get us if we don't have a local station is on our internet site at radioliberty.com. Just got an email yesterday from a doctor over in Australia who mentioned that he listens every day to our program. Andrew, this is not uncommon. Because we'll give you a slant on the news that you're not going to get out from elsewhere. I've been at this for 50 years. And believe me, we are financing both sides because the people who really control our government are certainly not the Republicans or the Democrats. It's the Brotherhood. And the Brotherhood is made of a people of great wealth. They're the ones who control our banks. They're the ones who control most of our 100 major corporations. They're the ones who control the media and determine what we believe. And they certainly are in control of both political parties. But of course, they allow us to have the semblance of freedom because they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. And as they are consolidating their control over the rest of the world, why, of course, they're also consolidating control here, and they're listening to your telephone conversations. They're watching you with cameras. They record all of your financial transactions. And the day, of course, of mass genocide is coming. Why? Because whenever a nation turns against God, why God turns against that nation, and America has turned against God. We were once a Christian nation, was predominantly in the Christians. We're willing to speak out, but they've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. And unless you are involved now, helping us get this information out, helping us awaken the American people, then freedom, as you know it, will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. We hope many of you will decide now to join the Radio Liberty family and of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. Encourage others to listen. Understand this is a spiritual battle. And there are supernatural forces.